Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Devo Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at DevoDuel. And our blog is DevoDuel.com. But for some reason, Google won't let me log out of my son's email account, so I can't log in. So that's fun. Well, you know what I mean? When you have, maybe it just happens to me, but on my laptop, I have two different Gmails. My son has three different Gmails, and I can't get him logged out for me to sign into Blogger. Yeah, it's really goofy. Facebook, Devo Days of Our Lives, is the fan page. The friend page is under my name, Carrie Messner. And what else is? Oh, so you can follow our show here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. So we have Marianne here.
Hello, everyone.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
Oh, at @mama_hooch on Twitter.
And we have Miss Anna here.
Hello. You can find me at @CosyHooch.
And I wanted to announce, too, it is Bob Hafka's birthday weekend. So it's a good tweet.
I was going to say something.
60.
Oh, boy. Yes. Happy birthday, Bob.
He beat me. He beat me by 2 months. So he's,
oh, boy.
So happy birthday,
it's
Bob.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, at Bob Hafka, if you guys want to tweet to him, even though he's mostly on Facebook now. But, yeah. Wish him a happy birthday weekend. Yeah, he's busy right now, so I don't think he'll call in tonight. So,
just like any other time, though.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, it's different, yeah. He should call in on his birthday. We could sing him happy birthday if he calls in.
Yeah. Oh, that's not an idea.
We could
somebody tweet him then.
We could rap.
Although
him
he's not on
birthday.
Twitter.
I don't think we should try singing.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, Bob, it's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Yeah, I can't
it's
sing either.
No.
What's up? Anyway. Yep.
Okay, Miss Anna, you going to give us our Kate update for the week?
Well, I believe Kate was only on one day. So, as per the usual, she seems to be on one day a week lately, or two scenes, or, you know, this is really frustrating for a Kate fan. Let's see. So, yesterday's episode, she looked fantastic as usual. And she and Audrey matched, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they look great in their blue, by the way. Yes. They did match.
And I did notice the matching. And let's see. So she meets with Gabrielle, or Gabby, to because Gabby wants to run past her an idea for a business that she's thinking of buying into, which she borrowed the money from her, you know, crooked brothers for, or brother or dad or whoever for. And she kind of did it to lure Kate out so that she could then have her dad accidentally run into her. So Kate did tell her that the idea of the new business sounded awesome. And it's kind of like image consulting and also kind of like personal coaching, that kind of thing. And so Kate thought it was a fantastic idea. And then Eddie walks up, and then suddenly Gabby has to run and pick up Ariana, so conveniently enough. And so they you know, make eye contact and have a little bit of a conversation. And basically he's like, look, I know with the history you've had with men that, you know, this, I just really want to apologize again and everything for not trusting and all this stuff. And then he basically said, why don't we go have fun for the afternoon? And he said, well, and she said she wasn't going to be able to do that. And so he said, of course, there were lots of looks between the two of them. And then he said, well, I'll be at the club all afternoon and I'll basically be waiting for you. So then she and Andre go by the mansion and they see that Abigail is getting fully entrenched in the PR end of the Demira Enterprises. And they decide, they're still trying to figure out how to handle all this family rivalry stuff.
Yeah,
and,
I'm going to get back at Deimos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
have a meeting about it.
Yeah, so they kind of sit down in the we were talking right before the show started in the brand new Demira couch and back in the old big
and
set.
And back in the big set.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so Andre and Kate make their grand entrance into the main room where Abigail and Chad are talking about fundraiser that Demira Enterprises has, some getting kids books and all that stuff, trying to do kind of get back in the city's good graces. And I don't remember some of the details, but basically Kate says, well, I have an idea. And then she said they all sat down. And I think she basically was saying, why don't we work on the core things that we do and not go out. I mean, Andre basically wanted to blow up some of the Patriarcha ships.
Yeah.
His idea was, why don't we blow up a couple more ships? And do you remember exactly what her thought was? Basically,
yeah, more concentrate
core,
on what
their
they're
core
good
business.
At.
Yeah,
yeah.
Core, go by
yeah,
their
meaning.
Core business and not try to compete so much directly with Titan and all that. So I'm not quite sure where they left that.
Of course,
Chad
and Gabby don't want any more violence or anything like that.
Right,
they're trying,
of course
but
not.
They want to try to get. They want to try to get. And when Chad and Gabby were there, when they were kidnapped, and they remember they got in the safe, and I guess they saw pictures of these antiquities Deimos is basically ripping off artifacts from Egypt
from Greece,
and Greece or whatever. Yeah, and so he wants to talk to Gabby and try to get back, you know, try to find out about that and use that against Samus' leverage
Chad
and stuff.
Wants,
so
well, Chad,
they kind of
Chad
discussed
wants,
that.
Chad thinks Gabby saw some of the photos of it in the safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was trying to get the Orwell key or whatever.
Right.
And So and it seemed like Kate was well aware of the antiquities issue.
because she went back when she was with Deimos.
Business. So, I know how Teo Penglis would feel about that. I don't know how Andre feels, but I know Teo Penglis would frown upon that.
probably Andre too. Yeah.
Feeling antiquity.
And then
go ahead.
And then they asked, Chad and Abby decide to ask Kate and Andre to move back into the mansion. And as soon as he asked that, Andre jumps and goes, I accept, like, right away. He's, like, almost jumping up and down with happiness, like, I accept. And so Kate wasn't too sure, you know. It's just like, he says, oh, but you've been a wonderful host. But, you know, he says, but this is my home, and I want to come back home. So maybe we'll have the next Demira dinner there again sometime. Those were always fun to watch. But yeah. So hopefully Kate's going to move in too. So that should be interesting. Mm-hmm. And they all did match in their blue, because I think even Chad had blue on, and I think Abigail had, Andre had a blue tie and a handkerchief, and Kate had her blue. So yeah.
Yes. They look very dashing together.
Coordinate the blue. Yes, they did.
And then
together.
At the end of the show, they show that basically Eddie is sitting there while Kate, having that meeting. Eddie is sitting there at the bar at his
club and thinking about Kate and keeps looking at the door, and she doesn't walk in and doesn't walk in. Of course, he turns away. She walks in. She looks at him from behind and turns around and leaves. And it's like he said, they played it like as if he sensed that she was there. He turns around and she's gone. And so I was like, oh. So I kind of love that whole dynamic between her and Andre and Eddie. And so anyway, so his no fun for Eddie that afternoon. anyway, so yeah. So I don't know, did I leave any Kate things out? I think that was the main, those were the main scenes that she was
in. She was with Gabby and then Eddie and her and Andre and everybody.
So
her and Andre were only on Friday. Andre was only on Friday.
It's just not enough. It's just not enough.
Oh, and I just have one complaint for days, and there were supposed to be scenes. This was just one regarding Andre and Hattie were supposed to have scenes together, and that was supposed to happen the week before. And these were supposed to be really, I know Teo had tweeted about it. He had really enjoyed them, and there was a lot of ad-libbing there and a lot of between him and Deidre and between Andre and Hattie.
Oh, that would have been great.
I heard they were supposed to be really good, and they cut them for some unknown reason. They never did air. Like, remember, Hattie was supposed to come, you know, that was the very last scene with Hattie is she runs into Elfie. Elfie. Yeah, Elfie, Andre,
well, the thing of it is, maybe they were afraid that we'd want to keep Hattie and lose Marlena.
That could be, I don't know or why.
That's so disgusting.
We got a lot of boring.
Why in the hell? I was going to say, we got all this Rafe and Hope
Rafe,
crap. We could have done without
that.
That's
what was on that day. That was a bunch of Rafe and Hope
so
stuff, but they put that boring crap on. It's like, ugh. But anyway, that's my beef. And I had heard about a lot of people. There was different people tweeting about it, like what happened to that. Because actually, it was in the spoiler. It was in
that
spoilers
sucks.
About. Yeah.
Yeah.
It had been in.
That
it was in a bunch
hysterical.
Of spoilers. Every like different sites had that coming up. You know,
why did they make a decision to do that, and then they have all this footage that's boring. That we could have cared less about.
You know, and you have,
you
have Teo and Deidre who have this history
and
have been there forever.
Oh,
and they're
so
good. You know, I know.
And then to get to see them do comedy-type stuff, which we don't
and
get to do that
often. And it
was
comedy, It would have been hilarious, I'm thinking. So it's
And I kind
know,
of love
I don't
watching
Deidre
be, you know, like with Marlena. Marlena's always tucked in. She's always got it under control, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I bet she enjoyed playing Hattie because it was like she just kind of let loose, you know. And I thought,
I liked her as
so
Hattie.
Fun.
That
would have been
fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'm glad you remembered to mention that because that pissed me off too.
Yeah, that was disappointing. But anyway, I don't know, you know, why they did that or whatever. But I guess that was there somebody's decision. I don't know whose, but so.
That's a bummer. I forgot all about that. But, yeah, I mean. Well,
yeah. I mean, you did hear
the
about
Hattie
that coming up, right?
Yeah. But how are you supposed to wrap up the Hattie storyline? But she was supposed to, you know, Hope was supposed to get her out of prison.
Yeah, and she did. She got her out of prison. And then, I guess, at the police station or whatever, she runs into Andre. And there were scenes between the two of them. So, yeah, that would have been. Would have been fun. So, I don't know. Go figure. That's days. I don't know. I'm sure Teo and Deidre probably weren't too happy about it. I don't know. But I'm sure it was disappointing because I even think Deidre even had either tweeted about it or said something about it too. So I think they were kind of waiting for this to happen. So. Well,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, actually, I liked Hattie better than Marlena the last few months.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
She didn't know what the hell was going to come out of her
That's
mouth.
That's what I was saying, that maybe they were afraid we wouldn't want Marlena back.
No.
Like, totally possible.
Keep Hattie, get rid
of
Marlena.
Yeah.
Poor Marlena. And then did you see Roman's retiring? So does that mean,
yeah,
is there anything out there about Josh?
Or
what?
So
is that
poignant. That totally felt to me like Josh was retiring. Not wrong. I mean,
yeah,
that
seems with hope.
Oh my gosh.
It
in the way
seemed like
that
it
was so poignant. Oh
I
my
hadn't
gosh.
Heard anything.
I got emotional. I got emotional.
Yeah.
I'm one that never since I came back in 2006 and was like, why is Chris Kostchek acting like Roman Brady? You know, considering I come from that perspective, I was really like emotional seeing those signs. And you could tell, I felt like it transcended the characters, that it was more the actors.
It was
even
like Christian
and
saying
I was
goodbye
like,
to Josh.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I
hadn't
heard
had you heard anything?
No, I,
had,
I
he
hadn't
was
heard
leaving?
Anything at all.
I
no.
haven't heard anything that Josh was leaving. I don't know. I mean, he's hardly on at all as the commissioner. So if he's going to retire, he's not going to be, you know, what are they going to do with him? Because they didn't use him that much when he was the commissioner. So I guess we get that new guy. Reigns, is that his name? Is that his name on the show?
Yeah.
I'm not sure who the actor is. I don't know who the actor is. He's kind of a pain in the ass. But it's a conflict with him and Hope, I guess, now.
Well, yeah, I mean, Hope getting her jaw back is ridiculous. Number one, she did shoot at Stefano, and she did bury his body, and she did cover it up. And she admitted to another murder.
Yeah,
and she admitted to another murder that year, too. She killed, you know. So, but remember, I don't understand what the hell the theory was behind that, but they told her to say she killed this other guy, and so she wouldn't take the blame for killing Stefano or something. It made no sense to me at all.
Yeah,
so
I know.
She's on record as already killing somebody else. So, I
had to find a way to get her off, yeah. So.
Well, why does she have to be a cop again? Why not give her something else to do?
Yeah, she could look into something else for her to
do. It's ridiculous that she's
a cop. But then how would she and Rafe get their multiple PDAs in per day?
Oh, gosh. I know.
No?
Oh, did you see the kitchen scene with the flour and the cooking?
I fast-forwarded through it. I could see where that was going.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they ended up in bed, which was more, I just don't see the chemistry. I don't. I know they're trying to. They've been
forcing
this on us.
Make matters worse, in the bed that he was in with Kate, which they were really hot. So.
Yeah, I don't see the chemistry.
I just don't see the chemistry with those two.
No,
I just really don't.
I thought that was Rafe's apartment he had with Sammy, that Kate was with him in.
Oh, it's the same bed. I don't know if it was the same set, but it was the same bed, I think, that he had before. So, I remember it well.
Well, I have to say, the Kate and Rafe sex scenes were hot, and I thought a bit explicit at the time.
Yes.
And Kate and Hope and Rafe was pretty much not much going on there at all.
Exactly.
Which is fine.
Yes. No, I don't think I might complain about that.
No.
Well, the other big story this week was Nicole kidnapped the baby. And I gotta say, but she had the time though to pick out the most fabulous wig though. Her wig is fantastic.
Yeah.
It doesn't it though? And it looks natural. It looked really good.
Yeah.
I like the wig.
You should have gotten a different color because she's blonde. I just thought, you know, if you're going to disguise yourself, maybe go a little darker. But, did she make you guys cry? Oh, my God. I'm sitting there like she's, you know, with her scenes with the baby pleading, she pleaded with Chloe. Chloe, how could you be so cruel? I'm there. God. I thought she was going to cave a couple of times, Chloe, but she didn't. So.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking that too, but.
I said, go, Nicole. So.
Yeah.
of course, the news is out that she's leaving.
That was big news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my hope is, please give her a happy ending. And go off with the baby.
That's
please.
What I was thinking, too.
Yeah, somehow. Although I'd love to see her with Brady.
I know. I wouldn't want to.
I guess we'll probably see some of that, you know, before she leaves. Do you think we'll probably see that and then get together?
Yeah. Oh. I hope so. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking anyway.
Yeah, I hope so. And some people are worried they're going to kill her off. It's like, I can't.
Nicole. I hope not.
Yeah.
But, I understand was Friday. She's complaining that the baby's not taking the bottle. So she calls up the fertility doctor, discusses it with him, uses her name after she was just on an Amber Alert that day. And I'm like, what the hell was she thinking? And she even said before they could trace her cell phone, but she was still using it. Seriously, Nicole basically should have been caught by now.
Well,
and the other confusing thing was she calls this doctor and makes arrangements, but then she fries her phone in the microwave so they can't find her. Well, how in the heck is she going to get – how is the doctor going to coordinate with her to get that stuff for lactating and all? I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know?
And then a doctor does overhear them talking about Nicole, so now he knows. So
I
wonder if he knows where she's at. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't she have just Googled something, you know, and then been easier?
I don't know, but that little baby's cute.
playing
Holly with the little hat on her. He has a little outfit. She's cute.
So, this has been dragging out way too long now. It's been almost 4 months. You know, let Nicole have her baby. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Yes, please.
And
nobody wants Chloe to have the baby, I don't think.
What's that?
Well, actually, Jen does in the chat room. She does. But, I mean,
she wants
Chloe?
Jen wants Chloe
really?
To have the baby? Really? Oh.
Why?
I don't. And the thing is, too, I mean, court-wise, there's no way Chloe would have ever gotten that baby. Because when they do surrogacy, there's usually a contract, and usually they waive all right to the baby.
Yeah.
So.
Then she told Chloe the main reason was because of Deimos. Well, Nicole gave Deimos up, and she still won't give her back because she thinks she doesn't trust her. She's going to go back, and like Chloe has room to talk all the stuff that she's done. Like she's not going to be, you know, she can't use that against Nicole being a bad mother because you know Chloe's just as bad. Even Brady brought all that stuff up to her. Everybody's brought that up to her. Doesn't seem to matter. I don't know if the judge, if they brought that up. I guess I don't know if they brought that up in the court thing or not. I can't remember, but yeah. But anyway.
Yes,
and now they've made, they made Deimos bad again, you know, because he's going to be ruined too. So I think they're killing him. I think he's getting killed off for sure, right? So I think
absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Just who did it? I know you're not into the new look, but I did enjoy seeing a shirtless Greg Vaughn. That was notable for me. That was quite a nice.
Yes.
Just thought I would mention that. Oh my gosh.
So I guess they're kind of putting him and Jen together. Jennifer, I kind of like that pairing.
Too bad.
Yeah.
I could go with that.
Yeah, I don't like the new Eric look either.
I like the shirtless. I really didn't care about his hair. I was just looking at his thing.
Yeah. They give Brady a run for his money, I guess.
Mm.
Oh,
see,
that's,
I don't know.
That's what love triangle they should have done. Yeah. I don't know.
Right
why
there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but Nicole's still really upset with him, you know. She's telling Brady, you know, she can't forgive him.
Yeah. And, all of a sudden now Brady's in love with Nicole, according to Damon.
I know.
Yeah.
I love that. I've always wanted them
to have
a reunion.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted them to be reunited.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm hoping
I mean,
for that before she leaves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was hoping for, well, Eric Cole first and then Brooke Cole second, if I couldn't get Eric Cole. But it looks like they're going to push Eric and Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And Ari's going to stop filming in April. I think she said mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, basically, is Brady going to lose another significant other?
Don't you hate it, though, when you know that ahead of time? Because it's like now
yes.
that we know she's leaving,
yes.
it's like, mm-hmm. okay, even when Eric,
so
even
what?
When Brooke Hole gets us back together, we know it's going to, it's like poor Brady
gonna happen.
Once again, you know?
Right.
So
that's what I don't like about them filming so far. You know what I mean? And then they come out and they leave.
And then
and
they tell
like
us
they're there.
And they're leaving.
Yeah.
It's hard to be invested,
you
know?
And did you see that thing out there they said about Sean Christian didn't leave on his own? He was actually fired. He didn't really want to leave.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. It's out there. Ari said that.
Oh.
So I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't read that.
That they just wrote him out like he wasn't, it really wasn't his choice or something.
Mm.
I had read that. So.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
Hmm.
Do we know what date the new writers' work starts showing up? I can't remember when they said.
The new what?
Of course, when the new writers' material starts showing
new
up.
New writers.
I can't remember.
I don't either. I don't know when they start. I would be thinking, they're 4 months.
Maybe.
Yeah, they.
Of course, when they're cutting scenes, you never.
Yeah,
know.
They're 4 months ahead. Well, say they only started. What? When did they come on board? Was that last month? Sometime in February, March, April, May, to June. Probably not until about June or July.
Oh,
aren't
okay.
they still four
Gosh.
To 5 months ahead?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes. So.
Although I think they might be starting to do some of this stuff now, maybe. So, yeah. But till we see it, it's going to be a while yet.
And, the highlight of the week, I totally forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Anne climbed into Lucas's lap and kissed him.
Oh, yes, the Anna Lucas scenes.
That was goofy.
That was hilarious.
They really should make them a couple. But I think the whole triangle with Justin, Adrian, and Lucas is pretty much dead. But you don't have Brent Attilo on at all.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, what's the point? That, I mean, and I think, seriously, I mean, Meredith Scott Lynn is like probably the only person that could crack up Brent Attilo. And you see him cracking all the time when he's in the scene with her. I mean, she's killing him. He's laughing at every scene when he's not supposed to be. So, I mean,
yes.
Yeah, you know. Oh, and I have to say, if you follow at Ann Milbauer, that person who tweets in characters, and tweeted, does Adrian have a cop uniform in her closet? I don't think so. Funny. So, as a reason why... Lucas should be with Anne and not with Adrian.
Oh, my gosh.
It
was funny her going to Chloe to find out about Lucas and what he liked.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to get a gift. She was funny. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty much my highlight. And hoping for more of that. And yeah, she was thinking that she wanted to go skydiving and...
Yeah.
And she was This is pretty good, and so I'm glad they're using Anne more. I hope Ron uses her when he starts writing. He uses her more often too. She's just hilarious. So let's see what else happened this week. Oh, and most of it was Abby and Chad too. And Gabby denying that she's after Chad, and Abby forgave
and Andre,
Chad for
Andre.
Oh, Andre.
Keeps poking that bear.
He says to Abby, "You have to find a way to keep them apart," because he's noticing
mm-hmm.
it too, and he's
mm-hmm.
you know he's
mm-hmm.
so. And Abby always confides in him. So I don't know. Maybe they're going to team up. I don't know. But and then Dario has the hots for Abby.
Mm-hmm.
So, how that's going to go.
But, I mean, yeah, I have to say, I think there's more chemistry between Gabby and Chad and Dario and Abby than Abby and Chad. I'm not really feeling them as much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Gabby and Chad better.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby and Chad, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like them better. Yeah.
Yeah, Gabby and Chad. Yeah, there is a chemistry between Gabby and Chad.
What else did we have this week? Can I remember anything else?
Kayla, Steve and Kayla. Oh, and then the stupid, what's their, the girl, Jade. Jade's dad.
Yeah.
And there's
spoilers coming up about him attacking Kayla thing.
Oh,
I don't know if something goes wrong or something. Yeah. And then I think this happened last week. Of course, we didn't have it, but with Julie and David Banning dying.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, she had some great stuff. Susan did a fantastic job when she, in finding out about David and going through the, you know, the funeral, and they had the funeral for him, and then Valerie was there, and then the son came back, Eli.
That's going to be
coming up eventually. There's spoilers out there that Valerie does finally tell Julie. And there's a spoiler out there. There's a big slap. You know, she slaps Valerie because she's upset for her keeping this, you know, that she didn't get to know her grandson. Yeah.
Right.
And there's a whole thing with, you know, and Julie meeting, you know, Eli and everything. So, but there were some really good scenes with, during that time with Doug and Julie. And so that was the other week, I think, most of that happened. So I guess he was in some kind of accident, I think. Some kind of auto accident or motorcycle or something.
The motorcycle.
David Banning.
Motorcycle. Because she said something about she was always trying to get him to wear his helmet and he wouldn't do it.
The
motorcycle.
Yeah, and Julie was talking about how she regretted because they never stayed in touch and didn't have a real good relationship.
That was really poignant.
And they did a little bit of the history, you know, back when all that happened. And, you know, so.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, that was good stuff. I like it when they go back, you know. I'm not sure if I'm sold on the Valerie character yet, but I think the most human I've seen her was in the scenes with when she was in the park bench, what, a week or two ago, after she found out that he had died, and she runs into Marlena, and they're sitting there talking on the park bench. That was like the first time I was like kind of interested in her character. Up till now, I haven't really been that interested, but it's kind of cool. I wasn't watching days back when they had the Valerie storyline originally, but I'd heard about it, and it's kind of nice that they're doing a shout out to the history and involving Susan Seaforth Hayes and all that. No, not all of that. But, I missed some of those episodes. I'll have to go back from the prior week and see some of that.
Yeah, I like the character of Valerie. I'm kind of glad, though, that slip this lie. It made her less perfect. So I think she kind of needed that. I think she needed to look a little bit more human.
Yeah, more human.
She's kind of acted very guarded, and maybe that was by design. Maybe that's what I was seeing less of that guard up. Yeah. So. And Theo will eventually be able to say, "I told you so. I told you so." Just kidding. No, but let's see. I'm trying to think. What else did I see? Well, there was a lot with Damo. Oh, with Sonny. Sonny's like, he slammed Damo's
dark side.
Like, at least I've run a business before. I did more than folding laundry, like in prison, you know. I was like, ooh, what do you even know about running a business?
And he
wants
to,
Titan. He wants
to
be
wants
more
to
involved because he's tired. Mm-hmm. You know, he's tired of all these decisions being made, you know, and him not having any power or any say in any of it. And here he was kidnapped, and he's been the pawn several times, but he's not actually gotten to.
I think that affected him, too. Getting beat up and all that. I think that was just changed him a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to be as nice, you know, that character's going to be a little bit more gray, a little bit more to the bad side.
When he came back from Paris, he had a little bit of an edge to him, you know, and which is good, you know, but
you can see Paul seeing the difference. Paul and Gabby are seeing the difference in him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Then there's a whole thing with JJ and Lanny or Lonnie or whatever.
I don't see it at all.
I don't see any chemistry.
Zero there.
I just don't see it.
I'm not
it
a fan of hers at all.
Yeah.
Don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So far, I haven't
not
really
a fan
seen
of hers
it. Seems
at
like,
all.
Seems like she.
Why
could
they brought
be
her
real
back,
good,
I have no
but,
idea.
You know, seems like she could be really good, but it just doesn't seem to be that she gets a story that really, you know, highlights her or something. I don't know. I'm not saying that I want one highlighting her, but just saying it seems like, I don't know. Let's see. That's about all I remember of what I saw.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Oh, did you see those spoilers out there, too, about Steve and Ava's son is still alive?
Oh, really? Oh,
and they're
going to
be bringing
that.
The actor. They showed a picture of the actor that's going to be playing his son.
So I thought it was supposed to be a baby, though.
No.
When was it that they were...
That was from, like, way back when they first met. The first time, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know that just too well.
I don't know. She's obviously being
sore. But anyway.
Huh.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, lovely.
Yeah. We're sounding so blah about
this. Because I've been enjoying Steve and Kayla. They've been cute, you know, since they got married. Their wedding and everything. Did we talk about that? That was probably the other week. I don't know. I can't remember. They got married and wedding and were you enjoying Drew too? I kind of like Drew better than Shane.
Oh, I love
it's funny
you.
When you do the other characters. Yes, I like him. Yeah, and Camilla. Talking about Camilla. Yeah, that was good.
Is there anything else to?
I think we
covered the Ari news.
Think of anybody else? News? Any other day's news?
All right.
And it was renewed, so yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, we celebrated that a few weeks ago.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that? Yeah, that's happened since too. I think. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
They
definitely
were renewed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phew. So,
I got the word
year,
on that.
Right? For 1 year contract, right?
I think it's another year. I guess it goes year to year. I guess now.
Mm-hmm. So let's hope that, you know, wish the show the best, and we're so excited
mm-hmm.
that they got renewed, and you know, looking forward to see, you know, what the new writers do and everything. I'm so excited that Sherry Anderson.
Anderson. Thomas.
I kept thinking Shepherd. I was like,
yeah.
I knew that wasn't right. Sherry Anderson. I was picturing her, but I just couldn't. My brain just went dead there for a second.
Yeah.
I'm so excited that Sherry Anderson is a consultant or creative consultant. And I'm glad they kept Ryan Kwan on as a creative consultant as well, because he's watched the show all these years, and he's had various roles on the writing team for years and years, writer's assistant, this and that and the other,
mm-hmm.
Breakdown writer and all that. So I'm glad that they kept him on board as well, because I think he really loves the show, as is Sherry. And, you know, that it gives me some comfort knowing that they're on the team, since Ron's coming in having never written for Days before, you know, not having that history. It's nice that they kind of
interesting to see what he does.
Team.
So
it's nice that they have a team that's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. That was my last.
All right.
Okay.
That's it.
Yep. I did get a tweet from Bob Hapka, but he didn't call in. So I'm just letting everybody know.
Oh. All right.
Does he know Bob's wished him a happy birthday? Yes. Okay. Good.
Yeah. He knows.
Okay.
All right. Oh, and hey to Amy Hapka as well. We can't leave her out. And also to follow at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Penglis and at Kilt Trip SA for Ian Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
So, all righty, guys.
Okay.
All right. Till next time.
See you again. Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.